This week on Minnesota Native News, a celebration of all things Sioux Chef. This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. On May 5th, the James Beard Foundation will present one of only five 2019 Leadership Awards to Minneapolis-based chef Sean Sherman, Oglala Lakota, from Pine Ridge. The award celebrates visionaries who are working to create healthier, more sustainable food systems. Michelle Obama has won the award, and so has poet Wendell Berry and chef Alice Waters. In making the award, the James Beard Foundation honors Sean Sherman's work to revitalize indigenous foods. But as Laurie Stern reports, the sous chef is more than one man.
We did rabbit like this. We braised it and everything. We'd go out, hunt it, and we would actually braise it like this.
Chef Darius Willard is pouring water over pieces of rabbit laid out in a braising pan. He's been braising rabbit since he was 8 years old. He used to watch his grandmother cook this way.
When I was young, I used to say, oh, that's a rabbit, you know, like, because I was so young, I didn't really know. But she said, this is what we lived off of when we were younger, you know. This is what we had to eat when we had nothing.
So Chef Darius says he learned how to cook the way she did. He grew up in Busby, Montana, on the Cheyenne River Reservation, where he ate a lot of potatoes and deer meat cooked by the sun.
Well, my grandma was telling me when she got older, she said, well, as soon as we go, a lot of the stories, the food is going to go with us. So it's us, our job to pass it down to you guys.
Darius moved to Minneapolis for work, and by 2015, he was working with Chef Sean Sherman on the Tatanka food truck, serving healthy indigenous food around the Twin Cities. The truck moved up to White Earth, and the sous chef moved on. Now Darius works for the sous chef's catering company.
Everyone calls Sean the sous chef, and people just like that intuitively, but he never meant for it to be a moniker for himself. We consider everyone on our team to be a sous chef.
That's Dana Thompson, Wahpeton, Sisseton, and Midwakaton, Dakota. She co-owns the sous chef and has done much of the strategic planning that led to its current success. The catering company is just the beginning, she says.
I'm also the executive director of the nonprofit called Natifs, which stands for North American Traditional Indigenous Food Systems. The nonprofit Natifs itself has two main focuses. One is Indigenous food access, and one is Indigenous food education, so that we can look at all of the Indigenous peoples from Mexico all the way up into Alaska.
Natifs will open an Indigenous food lab, a training kitchen, where tribal people from all over North America come to learn and share traditional, sustainable, healthy ways of cooking and eating. So, no to beef, pork, chicken, wheat flour, refined sugar. Yes to bison and venison, plums, chokecherries, wild rice, and so many herbs and vegetables.
Super delicious, super nutrient dense, packed with flavonoids and antioxidants, and all of this food is literally medicine.
Natives Training Kitchen will try to buy as many ingredients as possible from native sources. That way, it will promote fishing, foraging, and agriculture in tribal communities, traditional ways of gathering food, and then, of course, preparing it.
Because once we get this Indigenous food lab open, we're going to want people to come and learn about this stuff so that they can take that knowledge back to their own communities and develop their own businesses. A key part of what we're trying to do is to drive wealth into Indian country as quickly as we can.
I do want to stay out here and everything, but at the same time, when I get older and everything, I do want to bring something back to my tribe.
That's Darius Willard again, working on his braised rabbit. He says there's no conflict between working as a chef at the sous chef and bringing his skills back home to his community. In fact, it's exactly what Natives aims to do. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Laurie Stern.
The sous chef is also partnering with the Minneapolis Park System to open a for-profit restaurant overlooking St. Anthony Falls. The restaurant is part of a large new park called Waterworks, a place to learn about the history of Minneapolis and the Dakota history that came first. The new restaurant is expected to open in about a year. You can learn more by going to sous-chef.com. This is Minnesota Native News. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at MN Native News. Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.